So hello and welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show, and I'm Erica Glessing. Join us today for a very fascinating conversation about women's bodies and breasts. Oh my goodness, can we have more fun on the Erica Glessing Show today? My guest is a mother of three. She's been married for quite a few decades. And she just loves life. Welcome, Cameo.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Cameo Haig is a lover of all things in life. She loves the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the dark, the light, the love, and the hate. She went through an experience that she's going to just share a little bit about with us around bodies and breasts. And I think maybe if we have time, we'll talk about our hearts. So how are you today, Cameo?
I am fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You know,
I just want to jump right in with what's some of the heavy stuff around bodies and breasts that gets us so crazy? And then maybe just tell us a little bit about your journey and what you've learned.
Okay. Yeah, well, what gets us so crazy is I think that we connect that our body is actually who we are instead of just our spiritual self showing up in this beautiful body and just loving it. And I got really confused at wanting my body to look this certain way for me to be considered beautiful. And so I got kind of confused there, and I ended up getting breast implants. And so I had them for 10 and a half years, and I experienced a lot of beauty, and I experienced a lot of sadness with them. And so
that was something that's so interesting that I found that, first of all, there was the part where you just love looking good in the black dress. I love
yes.
that. Like, you know what? I like that look.
Yeah, exactly. Looking sexy and sassy.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, you know, one of the things that I do all the time with me is like I work so hard on releasing judgment. It sounds so funny, but I'm always releasing judgment because everywhere I go there's judgment.
Oh, yes.
Around the shape of the body. It's like everywhere. And the body, you can't always even like, it's not in your perfect say. But tell me, what was your realization and then the big change that happened 10 years after the implants?
I just always felt like disconnected in my natural self. Like I just wanted to be more natural. So the first like 4 years of like having my breast implants, I really loved them. Like the first 6 months, I really loved them. And then I would say the next few years, they were okay. But then I just really started feeling like something was blocking me. I always felt like I couldn't experience a full emotion of joy or love or just connectedness, and it's because like I had these implants over top of my heart. And I know you said we were going to talk about that later, but it's like that was really something that was blocking me. Like to hug somebody, I just felt like I couldn't really hug somebody, or I couldn't fully receive a hug because there was these saline bags like blocking me from actually receiving a true connection. And so
I find that so fascinating. It's like, I think when you're talking about that aha moment of experiencing heart protection, like, and we're talking about breast implants, but really people protect their heart in so many ways.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they block others out in so many ways. So what was it you think that kind of helped you shift into like allowing, well, first of all, the change of your body back to your body, but also just allowing the heart space. What was that like?
Yeah, so I just started doing a lot of emotional work to like just connect to what I truly am and who I truly want to be in life, and which is like I love, you know? I love just giving people hugs, and I love just accepting people and experiencing connection. And so once I released my breast implants, it was just like this, like just this beautiful, like I can feel these deep connections, and I can feel like my true self. I always, I felt like such a beautiful person, but I always felt like something was fake about me, which it was. Like, I had breast implants and they weren't me. And so once I removed them, it was just like, oh my goodness, I love my breasts, like my natural, beautiful, misshapen breast. You know what I mean? Like,
what was that like with your husband? Because I can't help but like look at like the energy. You have such a good love life. You have such a good sex life and romance life, and you write about that. So what was that like as you went through the changes with your relationship with your significant being?
Yes. Well, I am truly blessed with having such a beautiful husband, and he's just been like so supportive, and he was fine when I wanted them. He was indifferent either way, and he was completely supported when I decided to get them out. And like, he loves my natural breast, and like, I can wear like cute shirts again, you know. Like, my breast actually made me look way heavier than I really am. My breast implants, and so, because I'm, you know, a fairly little person, and so, but I had like double D implants, and so once I got them out, like, I think he just loves that he can see my spiritual energy like expand and how happy I feel, like, you know, and I think he loves that aspect of it.
Wow.
But he's always been like so supportive. He's never, he's never attached to my like physical body. He just, he can more be in a sexual connection of who I am as a person sharing with me.
What would you suggest to someone who's maybe kind of struggling with body image and trying to learn how to love themselves? What's something someone could do today to shift that energy? And then just let us know where we can find you and find out more.
Okay, great. I would suggest, like, for me, I always say, like, right when I wake up in the morning, I say something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. So it just, like, kind of starts, like, me in a more positive energy. And then right when I get to the mirror, I say, like, good morning, I love you, like, just to myself. And it really has helped me just find a deep love for, even if there's things that I think are imperfect about my body, that I truly just feel like it's more loving energy from myself instead of such a judgmental energy.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. That was awesome.
You're welcome. And then they can find me at Facebook, just Cameo Haig, or I also have a blog at sexlessmarriagenomore.com.
Awesome. And I will include that on the website. So thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.